弟兄姊妹们早安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
哎呀，都好像是下午的样子。早安。
Good morning. You all look like as if it's afternoon already.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们在会前的祷告，实在是托住我。
I thank brothers and sisters' prayer before this gathering to hold me.
因为若不是主自己的负担，主自己的心意的话，在这里站着的只不过一个软弱的人。
Because if it is not God's will, then the one who is standing here is just a weak one.
今天我们要讲的一个题目是脱离自主的灵。
Today the topic that we want to discuss is to be freed from a self-reliant spirit.
非常好，这个翻译的姊妹，这个翻译的自主的灵是 self-reliance。
The translation is self-reliance.
什么叫做自主的灵呢？
What is a self-reliant spirit?
或者另外一个翻译可以说是 self-rule, 自己定规的一个灵。
Or another translation can be called a self-ruling spirit.
我们都知道，当我们得救了以后，可是在我们里面仍然有时候会有旧人的那个性情。
We know that even after we're saved, there's still an old man, the nature of an old man in us.
圣经里面有另外一个说法，说是肉体的，或者说旧人的私欲在我们里面。
In the scripture, there's another name for it, which is called the selfishness or the selfish desire of the flesh.
那什么叫做自主的灵呢？
So what is a self-reliant spirit?
很简单的说，就是在人心里面那一种固执己见，不可以轻易改变的，不愿意改变的一种性情。
Simply put, a self-reliant spirit is one who insists upon his own view and not willing to be changed, that type of nature.
抓住一个主张，他就认为这是对的，他一直坚持下去。
He grabs onto something that he thinks is correct and he insists upon it.
这是在我们旧人的那种天性里面的一个性情。
This is a nature in our old man.
在我们每个人身上都有。
It is within each one of us.
我举几个简单的生活的例子来说明。
I will give you a few simple examples in our lives.
我有时候在机场，我就注意到一个现象。
Sometimes when I'm at the airport, I notice a situation.
我发现到要去排队，要去验票的时候，常常有时候开两三条线。
I notice that as you are checking in at the airport, there are several different lines.
而有时候我就看到有些人呢，或者是夫妻吧。他们就决定说要在哪一条线排队。
And then I see some couples, they decide which lane they should line up in.
事实上，这个线呢，并不是很多。那个比如说有一条有十个人，有一条有十二个人、十三个人。
Of course, these lanes are not that different. For example, one has about 10 people and the other one has 12, 13 people.
那很有意思的事情，我就观察，有时候他们就说我们排这一条，那可是有一个说不，我们排这一条。
And then sometimes I notice one would say let's wait here, and the other one would say let's wait over there.
那到最后呢，最保险的方法就是说一个人站一条，那到时候哪一个快一点就到哪一边去。
And then the safest thing to do is that each one of them will stay in one lane, and then they'll go to whichever one is the faster.
可是有一个很好笑的现象，你会发现我观察的时候，有时候看到这个本来多的，它后来变少了，那它就快要到了。
And then sometimes I notice a very funny situation, which is the one that used to have a lot of people, it would go faster, and then now it's the shorter lane.
那这个人他就会告诉那一个还在排队的人说过来过来。
And then he would tell the person who's waiting in the other line to come over.
常常很有意思的现象，就那个排在那个被原来的那个 line 的人，他就是怎么样他都不过去。
And then I would see that the one who was lining up at the original lane, no matter what, he wouldn't go over.
有时候甚至等到这个人都已经排到柜台了，他还是要站在这里。
And even sometimes, when the other lane, when the person is already at the table, at the counter, he would still insist to stay in his own lane.
这就是我所谓的一个自己的坚持。
This is what I mean when I say you insist upon yourself.
我们再举另外一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
有时候也是我们讲这种自主的灵，有时候在家里面夫妻中间最容易看到。
This kind of self-reliant spirit it can be easily noticed in the family.
两个人开车。
Two people driving.
不知道开到哪里去了。
And they don't know where they're driving to.
那么有一个就告诉他说下来问路。
And then one of them would say, let's ask for direction.
回答就说我知道到哪里去没问题再等一下下一个路口就对了
And then the other person would say I know where I'm going Let's just wait until the next intersection And then I'll know where I'm going
好吧就绕了一圈
And then they would circle around
哎还没找到
And still can't find it
我们下来问路吧
Let's go and ask for direction
不必不要我知道在哪里
We don't have to I know where it is
再十分钟就到了
Another 10 minutes will be there.
于是两个人就在那里绕啊绕，可以绕他半个钟头。
And then the two people will be circling around, and they can circle around for half an hour.
坚持自己的意见。
Insist upon his own view.
这就是我所谓的自主的灵。
This is what I mean by a self-reliant spirit.
不肯有一种坚持，他不肯放弃。
There's some view, and he is not willing to give it up.
很多的时候，我们做父母的，我们对我们的儿女。
Many times as parents towards our children,
我们也有一种我们要教他怎么做的灵。
And we have a spirit that we want them to do certain things.
而现在我们现在已经也有可能我们今天对着我们的父母。
And sometimes towards our parents.
因为我们已经成年了。
Because we are adults.
他们来跟我们住在一起。
They come to live with us.
我们也有很多我们给他们定的规定。
And we have many rules that we set up for them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一种自己要做决定，自己要坚持的这种灵，在我们每个人身上都可以发现。
This kind of self-reliance, self-ruling spirit can be found on each one of us.
有时候我们很不容易发现说这个是我们很难说这个是不是一个罪。
It's difficult for us to say whether or not this is a sin.
因此在基督徒的身上我们发现这种自主的灵是一种很不容易被察觉出来的现象
And then we find that among Christians the self-reliant spirit is something that is very difficult to detect
而且这种性情常常是埋在我们心里面很深的地方我们自己都不自觉
And many times this kind of nature is hidden within the depths of our heart and we don't even notice it
正因为这样这一种自主的灵就拦阻了我们过一个得胜的生活。
And it is because of this kind of self-reliant spirit that it obstructs us to have an overcome life.
你知道我们信了福音以后我们应该是有一个丰盛的生命。
You know, after we believed in the gospel, we should have an abundant life.
如果我们真的相信耶稣基督他已经定死为我们死了。
If we truly believe that Lord Jesus has already died on the cross for us,
我们这个老我已经与他同埋了
And our old self has already been buried together with him
可是我们 就应该享受那个圣灵常常带着我们可以随着圣灵的引导来过的生活
Then we should be able to constantly enjoy a life that is guided by the Holy Spirit
可是很多的时候就是因为这种不容易觉察到了埋在我们旧人里面的这种性情使我们失去了一个喜乐的生活
But it is because of this kind of nature that is hidden in our old self that we lose this kind of joyful life
这种自主的灵是存在旧人亚当的性情里面
This kind of self-reliant spirit is hidden within Adam's nature
换句话说也可能是一种就是一种隐藏的一种骄傲
In another word, it can also be a kind of hidden arrogance.
我们认为我自己是对的。
We think we are right.
我不愿意随着外面的一些改变来调整我自己。
I am not willing to change myself because of other circumstances.
甚至圣经上面明明有的教导，可是我不愿意，我就是坚持我要这样做。
And even sometimes there's clear teaching in the scripture, but I still insist upon my own way.
弟兄姊妹，我在说这样的性情不是只有我们才有。
Let me say it again. This kind of nature, it is not only on us.
我们如果来读圣经的时候，你会发现圣经里面很多我们今天所谓的信心的伟人，他们里面也有很多有这样的灵。
As we read through the scripture, we will find those men that we call the great men of faith. They also have this kind of nature.
因为我们不完全，所以我们每个人。 都可能有这种隐藏的这种自主的灵。
Because we are not perfect, each one of us can have this kind of hidden self-reliant spirit.
我们看圣经里面，从最开始亚当跟夏娃，当他们要想去拿这个神所禁止吃的果子的时候，他们里面就有一个想要与神同等的那个自主的骄傲。
As we look at the beginning of the scripture from Adam and Eve, when they want to take that forbidden fruit, they had that self-reliant spirit.
我们继续再看到，甚至连亚伯拉罕他也是有自主的灵。
And when we look at Abraham, he also had a self-reliant spirit.
当他看到他的太太一直没有生下那个信心应许中的儿子的时候，他就娶了夏甲。
When he saw that his wife cannot bear the promised son, then he married Hagar.
我们也看到像摩西这样的一个伟人，当他跟他的百姓在一起，在王宫里，他在王宫里看着他百姓受苦的时候。
We see the great man Moses when he was in the palace and he saw his own people suffering.
他认为他可以拯救他的百姓。
He thought he can save his people.
他就动了他的拳头。
And then he used his fist.
这也是自主的灵。
And that is also self-reliance.
我们如果再往圣经去看的时候，有许许多多，包括像扫罗，他也是死不肯悔改。是个自主的灵。
And we see Saul, as we read through the scripture, he was not willing to repent, and he also had a self-reliant spirit.
所以我们可以看到，这一种自主的灵是在我们救人的天性里面，常常埋藏在那里，随时可以出来的。
And so we see the self-reliant spirit is hidden within our old self, and it can anytime come out.
那神为什么要容许这种自主的灵在我们生命中呢？
Then why does God allow this kind of self-reliant spirit to be in our lives?
我深深的相信，神要借着我们这样的一再的经历的时候，我们可以更多的被破碎。
I truly believe that God wants to use these experiences to break us even more.
可是这个前提必须是你要知道自主的灵是死。是使我们隔离与神的那个心意隔离的。
But first of all, you must realize that this self-reliant spirit is an obstruction between us and God.
而且我们要很清楚知道，我们每一个人里面都有这个灵。
And we must clearly know that each one of us has this spirit within us.
这个灵是拦阻我们得胜的东西。
This is something that obstructs us to have an overcome life.
这个灵是与圣灵的带领是相违背的。
This contradicts the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们愿意说，把我们这个愿望摆在神的面前。
Therefore, we say we are willing to put this wish before God.
我们求主说，你让我破碎自己，让我脱离这个自主的灵。
And we say to God, help us to break ourselves and help us to be free from the Spirit.
今天信息的负担，我想借两个大方面来进行。
Today, the topic of my message, of my burden, I want to talk about two things.
首先我要借着圣经的一个人物，大家都熟悉的故事，摩西的一段经文，我们来看神怎么样显示这个自主的灵。
First, I want to use a passage in the scripture through Moses to help us to see the self-reliant spirit.
接下来我也要带到我们生活里面，我们要从几方面来反省我们生活里面有哪些地方表达出这种自主的灵。
And then I want to bring us into our daily lives to see in what aspects do we manifest this self-reliant spirit.
所以我们可以在神面前我们来悔改。
So that before God we can repent.
而且以后你碰到每一次在日常生活中碰到这种现象的时候，你就提醒自己说，这是得罪神的。
And whenever you encounter this in your life, you remind yourself that this is something that offends God.
我们愿意回到更来到神的面前，过一个更圣洁、讨神喜欢的生活。
We want to return before God to have a more holy life.
好，我们打开出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章，我们要从第一节我们读到十二节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1 through 12.
好不好？为了节省时间，我们中英文我们就一起来读。
In order to save time, let's read Chinese and English at the same time.
好，第三章第一节，我们现在开始来读。来，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看， 不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”又说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也听见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。”摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”接下来我们看第四章。
Now let's look at chapter 4.
我们要读第一节到第七节。
Let's read verse 1 through 7.
第四章第一节到第七节，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
摩西回答说：“他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。”耶和华对摩西说：“你手里拿的是什么？”他说：“是杖。”耶和华说：“丢在地上。”他一丢下去，就变作蛇。摩西便跑开。耶和华对摩西说：“伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中，人变为杖。如此好叫他们信耶和华他们的祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现的。”耶和华又对他说：“把手放在怀里。”他就把手放在怀里，直至抽出来，不料手长了大麻风，有血那样的白。耶和华说：“再把手放在怀里。”他就再把手放在怀里，直至从怀里抽出来，不料手已经复原，与周身的肉一样。好，我们就读到这里。刚刚我们读的这一段经文，我们知道主要的人物讲到摩西。
We know that in the scripture that we had just read, the main character is Moses.
这个时间的发生是在摩西已经在旷野牧羊40年以后。
This happened after Moses had dwelt in the wilderness and was a shepherd for 40 years.
有一天他仍然照平常的样子去牧养羊群，到了郊外的时候，他看到了一堆荆棘被火烧着的异象。
And one day, just as he was doing every day, he was tending his flocks in the wilderness, and then he saw a bush catching fire.
在沙漠里面看到这个火烧荆棘，并不是一个很稀奇的事。
To see a bushes catching fire in a desert is not something strange.
因为非常的炎热干燥，所以常常有可能这里烧一堆，那里烧一堆。
Because it's very dry and very hot, it is often that you see a fire here and there.
可是很稀奇的是，这一堆的荆棘被火烧的时候，竟然没有烧坏。
But surprisingly, when the bush was burning, it was not consumed.
换句话说，这个火虽然有光从这个荆棘里出来，可是它并没有用荆棘这个本身来做材料。
In another word, you see fire coming out of the bush, but it was not using the bushes as the burning material.
所以当他要过去看的时候，
therefore, as he approached it to see,
神就跟他说话。
The Lord spoke to him.
神说：“摩西啊，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”
God said, Moses, remove the sandal on your feet.
因为你现在站的地方，你已经靠近我，你要站的地方是个圣地。
Because you are near me, and this is the holy ground.
然后神就告诉摩西说：“我今天要给你一个任务。”
And then God said to Moses, today I will give you a commandment.
就是你要去带领我的百姓从埃及出来。
That is, you will take the people, you will take my people out of Egypt.
他们在埃及受苦这么多年, 他们的哀声已经达到我的耳中。
They have suffered so many years in Egypt and their cries have reached my ear.
你要做我的器皿去见法老, 把他们带出。
You will be my vessel to see the Pharaoh to bring them out.
摩西这个时候回答的话说, 我是什么人, 竟然能够去见法老。
And Moses said at that time, Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters, if we know the background of Moses,
我们知道摩西跟法老,
we know that Moses grew up with the Pharaoh.
从使徒行传里面告诉我们说, 摩西他从小他就学尽了
From the book of Acts, we know that Moses learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
他说话行事大有才能,
and he was mighty in words and deeds.
摩西他从出生的时候, 他的母亲因为怕他被埃及人杀死, 所以摆在一个蒲草箱里头, 随着水流让他放走。
Moses' mother, because he was afraid that Moses will be found when he was born, he put him in a cradle in a river to be flown away.
结果在神的主宰的手里面, 竟然被法老的女儿把摩西收养在王宫里。
And under the guidance of God, the Pharaoh's daughter took Moses in.
所以摩西从一个奴隶的孩子, 要被杀死的一个孩子, 一下子变成了王子的身份。
Therefore, Moses all of a sudden turned from the son of a slave, someone who was about to be killed, to a status of a prince.
得到了法老还有他的女儿的喜爱。
And he was liked by the Pharaoh and his daughter.
所以圣经上告诉我们说, 他从小学尽了埃及人一切的学问。
Therefore, the scripture tells us that ever since he was little, he learned all the wisdoms of the Egyptians.
说话行事大有才能。
And he was mighty in words and deeds.
不要小看这几句话,弟兄姊妹。
Do not look lightly upon these words.
这并不是只是说摩西很聪明, 他算数学又好, 科学又好, 历史又好。
This is not just to say that Moses was very smart. He was good in math, in history, and in science.
如果我们今天套用一句, 今天的话来讲,
if we put it in today's words,
他就是那个党中央要钦定的那个接班人。
He is the designated person who will take over the leadership.
你知道他是已经去被法老看上了，要把他栽培成今天明天的接班人的。
The Pharaoh looked upon him as someone who will inherit his position.
可是摩西他从心里面，他从小的时候，当他妈妈做他的奶妈，他亲生的母亲做他奶妈，就一直告诉他，你是犹太人，你并不是埃及人。
But ever since Moses, his own mother became his nanny, she told him from little that you are not Egyptian, you are an Israelite.
而这个孩子摩西呢, 他从小他就知道, 他相信耶和华是他的神, 因此他的心里面就有一个很强的使命感。
Therefore, Moses, ever since he was little, he knew that the Lord is his God, and in his heart, he felt a strong obligation.
所以他一心就想过要成为他的民族,他的同胞们的救星, 有一天要把他以色列人, 把他强大起来。
And he wanted to be the savior for his people. He wanted to strengthen the Israelites.
所以这样子的心态, 他在王宫里面活了40年。
And under this kind of attitude, he lived in a palace for 40 years.
可是有一天,当他看到他的一个同胞被埃及人欺负的时候,
and one day when he saw that his people was taken advantage of by the Egyptian,
摩西这个时候从心里面动了他的血气,
and Moses from his heart, he acted on his flesh.
他用他的拳头打死了那个埃及人,
and he used his fist and killed the Egyptian.
因为他这个自己, 行动的这个自主的灵出来的时候, 使得他必须逃离王宫。
And because his self-reliant spirit had come out, he must escape from the palace.
这一逃到了旷野里面40年。
And when he escaped, he ran to the wilderness for 40 years.
从王子的身份一下变成了一个旷野里面的牧羊人。
And from the status of a prince, all of a sudden he became a shepherd in the wilderness.
这40年里面他所管的就是一群不听话的羊。
And for 40 years he led the flocks who do not listen to him.
我常常可以想象摩西带着这些羊，当羊不听话的时候，他的心是何等的伤痛。
And I can imagine Moses as he was looking over his flock when they don't listen to him, how sorrowful he was.
尤其当他夜晚人静的时候, 如果他在野外看着天上的星星, 跟着这些羊在一起躺卧,
as especially at night when he's lying in a darkness looking at the stars with the flocks.
他想起来他过去前面的那40年在王宫里面是何等的威武。
And he think about how glorious his days were in the palace.
所以摩西他的生命里面, 这两个40年, 把他从第一个阶段带到了第二个阶段。
And those two phases of 40 years, it brought Moses from one place to another.
第一个40年, 他深深地相信, 我能够做一切的事情。
For the first 40 years, he truly believed he can do all things.
可是现在第二个40年的时候, 他说我什么都不能做。
And during the second 40 years, he said, I cannot do anything.
所以当神告诉他说你要去见法老的时候，他说我是什么人，竟然能够去见法老。
Therefore, when God said to him to go see the Pharaoh, he said, Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看。 当我们人生的历程里面，我们很可能都要经过这两个阶段。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see, in our lives, it is very possible that we will go through these two phases.
可是神的心意不是就停在这里。
But God's will does not stop here.
如果我们一天到晚就看到我不能或者我能。
If we can only see we cannot or we can.
神的工作还没有开始。
Then God's work has not begun yet.
神今天让了摩西经过了这两个阶段，是为了他第三个40年做准备。
God allowed Moses to go through those two 40 years in preparation for his third one.
这第三个40年，神就是用着他要带领百姓出埃及。
And the third 40 years, God used Moses to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
因此神告诉摩西说，今天是我要与你们同在。
Therefore, God said to Moses, Today I will be with you. Today the cry of the people have reached my ears.
我今天要下来,
Today I will come and I will bring them out of Egypt.
你只不过是我的代言人,
you are only my representative.
所以神在这里告诉摩西说，你经过了我能跟我不能的两个阶段以后。
Therefore, here God said to Moses, after you have gone through the phase of I can and I cannot,
我要带你经历神能够的这一个阶段。
And now I will help you to experience God can.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神的面前要被使用的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as each one of us will be used before God,
你一定要经过我不能的那个阶段,
you have to go through the phase of I cannot.
你对自己灰心失望,
you are disappointed in yourself.
可是你看到了神能够,
but you see that God can.
可是你知道这个要真的看到我不能, 这个是不容易的事情。
But it is very difficult for us to see that we cannot.
所以神就让摩西, 再叫他做两件事情。
And then God allowed Moses to do two more things.
所以他告诉摩西说, 你手里拿的是什么东西?
Therefore he asked Moses, What do you have in your hand?
摩西说这是一个杖。
Moses said it's a rod.
你知道对牧羊人来讲, 这个杖是他每天求生活要躲避灾难的一个依靠。
For a shepherd, this rod is something that he uses for his daily livelihood to avoid destructions. This rod can control the flocks that don't listen to him. And the rod can hit the animals. And the rod can help him to detect the road before him to see whether it's valley or water. Therefore, this rod for a shepherd is not something that he can easily give up. And here and now God said to Moses, You must put down the rod.
当他再一次的拒绝神说我不肯去，我不敢，我不配的时候，神说你现在把你手中的杖放下来。
And when he said to God, I cannot, I am not worthy to go, God said to him, Put the rod on the ground.
结果当他把杖一丢到地上的时候，圣经告诉我们那个杖变成了一条蛇。
And the scripture tells us that as soon as he cast the rod onto the ground, it became a serpent.
Oh, 这是一个很可怕的一个图画。
This is a very scary picture.
神在这里, 虽然摩西害怕, 可是神告诉他说, 你要去抓住那个蛇的尾巴。
Even though Moses was very scared, God said you must take this serpent by its tail.
对摩西来讲, 抓一条蛇, 是应该用杖去打他的头, 而不是去抓, 用手去抓尾巴的。
For Moses, to catch a serpent, you must use the rod to hit its head and not to use your hand to grab its tail.
这是完全不合常理的事情。
This is completely irrational.
可是神却叫他要这样做。
But God told him to do so.
当他顺服的时候去抓起蛇的尾巴的时候, 这个蛇又变成他手中的杖。
And when he was obedient and he grabbed the serpent by his tail, the serpent became the rod again.
所以神在这里让摩西看到一个说你自己的能力你一定要放下了。
So here God helped Moses to see your own abilities you must put down.
当你一放下来的时候,你看到,你看清楚你的能力是像蛇一样的诡诈狡猾。
When you see that your ability is scary and wicked like the serpent.
可是当你顺服我,你听从我的话语,虽然很不好,看起来不合常理的事,我叫你去做的时候,你的能力,只要你顺服,你的能力又成为神祝福的能力。
And as long as he is obedient, if he is able to obey God, then God will help him to see that his ability will become a blessing again.
所以第一个神迹出来的时候，摩西好像还不肯定。
As the first sign was shown to Moses, he was still not certain.
所以神又做了第二件事情。
And then God did the second thing.
他说你把你的手放到你的怀里。
And he said, put your hand in your bosom.
手也表示我们所有行事。
And the hand also represents something we rely upon to do things.
这个手,这个杖必须用手来抓的。
This rod must be held by the hand.
可是当他把手伸到了怀里的时候,
As he put his hand into his bosom,
一伸出来, 竟然手长了大麻风。
And when he took it out, his hand was full of leper.
弟兄姊妹们, 大麻风是一种血液里面,从里面发出来, 在外面看得到的一个病。
Brothers and sisters, when a hand was leprous, it is a sickness in your blood from inside out.
所以我们看到神在这里又让摩西看到说你的自己里面有许多的污秽。
Here God helped Moses to see that inside of him he has much evilness.
你的身上满了这样的麻风。
Your body is full of this leper.
可是当他再一次顺从神话，再把手再摆到怀里的时候，
But once again, when he was obedient as he put his hand back into the bosom,
再拿出来，
And when he took it out again,
又复原了，
It was restored.
所以神在这里让摩西又看到他自己的肉体是何等的败坏。
Here, God helped Moses to see how corrupt is his flesh.
从里到外都满了那种不可以， 都是人所看为没有办法医治的疾病。
From inside to outside, it is full of sicknesses that cannot be healed.
可是神却因着摩西这样顺服神的话的时候, 他的手又复原。
But because Moses was obedient to God, his hand was restored.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们看到神在摩西经过了生命中两个阶段以后, 他要呼召他看到一件事实。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we see that after Moses had gone through those two phases, God was calling him.
就是他自己的能力, 他必须放下来。
God was calling him to see a fact, which is that he must put down his own ability.
他自己的定规必须摆下来。
His own rules he must put down.
他才能够经历神的大能。
And then he can experience God's almighty power.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 今天你我在我们人生的路上,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, today you and I, in our daily lives,
我们虽然没有像摩西那样被人家指定为这个接班人,
even though we are not appointed to inherit any positions,
可是在我们的心里面, 我们却有许多根那个有能力的杖。
But in our heart, we have many rods of abilities.
我们的拳头也很大。
And we have a big fist.
我们有许多的坚持。
We have many things we insist upon.
我们认为我们自己是对的。
We think we are right.
我们靠我们的能力。
We rely upon our own abilities.
这是神要我们舍掉的。
And these are the things that God wants us to cast away.
因为如果我们不舍弃我们自己的话,
because if we do not deny ourselves,
我们就没有办法经历神的大能。
Then we cannot experience God's almighty power.
我不知道弟兄姊妹手上是不是有一份我们今天发下来的有一份讲义。
I don't know if you have a paper that we passed out this morning.
好了，为了帮助弟兄姊妹，我们更能够清楚今天的信息。你有的有一面，有的有两面，那可是内容都是一样的。
In order to help you to understand this better, you have a sheet of paper. Some of it is one-sided, others are two-sided.
我们要从三方面来认识怎么样舍弃自己。
We are going to learn how to deny oneself from three different aspects.
尤其每一个主题底下, 我们都要来反省到底我们生命里面有哪些现象，就是这样子的。
And under each topic, we must examine how it is in our lives.
所以我们先看第一段, 路加福音第9章23到25节。
First, let's look at the Gospel book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23 to 25.
那里讲到了耶稣对众人所说的一段话。
Here, it is recorded the words of Jesus for his people.
这段话在你们讲义上有吗? 没有是吧？好，路加，我们打开路加福音第9章23到25节。
Let's turn to the Gospel book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23 through 25.
耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”Then
he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
24节这样说的：“因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。”
And verse 24 says, For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
人若赚了全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己有什么益处呢？
Verse 25, For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost?
我们注意 24节这里说到, 凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
Let's pay attention to what it says in verse 24, For whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
这里说凡为我丧掉失掉自己生命的。
Here it says all of those who lose their lives for my sake.
那个就是讲到说你为我舍己。
Here what it means is that you deny yourself for me.
你如果要保全你自己的那个生命的。
If you want to save or preserve your own life, this is not talking about our life in our flesh, our breath. Another translation for this word life is our spirit, the settings, the rules in our spirit.
就是说我一直有坚持在我的肉体里面的一个坚持的话，我要走我自己的路的话，那么你就不能走神的路。
It is to say that if we have a persistence, if we insist upon walking our own ways in our life, then we cannot walk God's way.
所以耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，我们今天要得到神给我们那个丰盛的生命，我们要把我们自己的魂的生命要摆在一旁边。
Here God clearly tells us if we want to have the abundant life that He is giving us, then we must put aside our life in our soul.
而且这里说到要天天背起他的十字架。
And here it says to carry his cross daily.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到要舍弃那个自主的灵，是天天要来对付的。
Here we see in order to cast out the self-reliant spirit, it is something that we need to deal with every day.
而且这不是一下子做成的，是一个很长的路。
And this is not something that can be done right away, it is a long path.
在我们生活里面有许多的这样的经历。
In our lives, we have many of these experiences.
有一位，我听到有一位姊妹的见证。
I've heard the testimony of a sister.
从她结婚的那一天开始。
Starting with the day she got married.
她就有一个心愿，她要把她的这个丈夫改造一番。
And she had a wish that she was going to change her husband.
当然她的丈夫在婚前的时候，她也是看得很满意。
Of course, before the marriage, she was very satisfied with her husband.
不然她也不会嫁给他。
or else she wouldn't have married him.
正因为她看到她丈夫身上有很多的那个潜能, 可是也有很多的需要改造的地方。
She saw much potential on him, and but also many areas that he needs to change.
所以当她结婚了以后, 她就一心要改造她的丈夫。
And therefore, after the marriage, she wanted to change her husband.
她丈夫的 外表或者他的生活习惯,
his appearance or his habits.
他要告诉他你这个穿的衣服实在是太 太不像样, 要按照我的意思来穿。
She would say to him, what you are wearing is really not acceptable. You must dress according to my wish.
或者你这个 你这个乱丢东西的习惯,
and you have to change your habit of throwing things all over the place.
当然有很多正当的理由, 才要把这个丈夫, 把他塑造成一个, 他也满意, 他的亲人看得也满意的丈夫。
Of course, she had many good reasons to want to build her husband into someone who she's satisfied with and her relatives are satisfied with.
可是这样很痛苦的, 经过了差不多十几年。
But they very bitterly went through more than 10 years.
她知道她没有办法改造她的丈夫。
And then she realized that she cannot change her husband.
一直到有一天神开了她的眼睛。
Until one day God opened her eyes.
她把这个丈夫再交到神的手中。
She put her husband in God's hand.
她在祷告里面她说神啊, 真的这个丈夫是你替我选的。
She said, this is the husband that you have chosen for me.
我没有办法来做他任何的改变。
I cannot change anything on him.
我把我的主权交出来。
I give you my authority.
求你来做。
I ask you to do it.
当他经过了那十几年, 实在是我能, 到说我不能的阶段以后,
after some 10 years going from I can to I cannot,
他终于经历了神能够的阶段。
She truly experienced the phase of God can.
你知道我们人里面的天性里面有一种很坏的现象。
You know, within our nature, there is a very bad aspect.
有时候就是人家越叫我怎么做，我就是偏不要做。
And that is, whatever other people tell me to do, I will not do it.
明明知道对方讲的可能是对的。
Even though we know what the other person said is correct.
这就是一种可怜的自己。
And that is a pitiful self.
可是很多时候我们看不到。
But many times we cannot see it.
我一开始讲的那个两个排队在机场要排两条线的那个人。
At the beginning, when I talked about those two people lining up at the airport,
明明有一个已经到了, 他叫对方说你就过来了, 他就是坚持不过去。
Even though one of them is already at the counter, the other one refused to go over.
到底坚持什么?
What are you insisting on?
你知道我在处理一些事情的时候我实在觉得有时候很 真的是哭笑不得。
As I was dealing with many things, sometimes I don't know whether I should laugh or cry.
有个丈夫每次回家的时候, 他的鞋子进门, 他就是乱丢, 袜子乱丢。
There's this husband who every time he goes home, he would take off his shoes and just let it lie anywhere, and he would take off his socks and it would just be all over the place.
他太太立志要改变他。
And his wife made up her mind that she was going to change him.
经过了很长的时间,
after a long time,
这个人死不悔改,
this person wouldn't change.
所以有一天, 他就把他的鞋子, 哇, 统统扔到外面去。
And one day, she took all his shoes and socks and threw them out.
他先生早上要上班的时候, 开始找鞋子。
And the next day, when her husband needed to go to work, he started to look for his shoes.
全到处跳啊找啊，鞋子就是没有。
He looked all over the place, and the shoes are not there.
他太太比较早一点上班，早点就出门。And
his wife left the house early to go to work.
到处打电话，我的鞋到哪里？
And he would call and ask, where are my shoes?
所以他太太告诉他说，你现在悔改不悔改？
And then his wife asked him, are you going to change now or not?
他悔改了,
he said, I'll change.
让他到垃圾桶里面去把它翻出来。
And then his wife told him to go to the garbage can to take it out.
可是这个方法成功不成功呢?
But was she successful?
我坦白地告诉你,
let me tell you honestly,
不成功。
It was not.
因为为什么我知道不成功呢?
Why do I know it's not successful?
因为他们越闹越大。
Because the fight got bigger and bigger.
到最后他们来找我的时候。
At the end, when they came to find me,
这只是他们互相控告对方的其中的一个例子。
This is only one of the accusations they yell at each other for.
所以你会看到我们人靠着我自己的坚持，或者我就是要这样做。
If so, therefore, we see when men insist upon their own way,
那个可怜的自己，不管你是要被改造，或者你要改造别人。
This pitiful self, whether you want to change yourself or whether you want to change others,
都没有办法真的奏效。
You cannot succeed.
只有你真的看到我自己的这样的是一个败坏的天性。
As it is only when you see you are your own corruptible nature.
当你难道我纠正他这种生活习惯是错的吗？
And then you say, is it wrong for me to change his habits?
No, 弟兄姊妹，不是，你应该要教导，要提醒。
You are supposed to teach and you're supposed to remind.
但是你如果有一些事情你没有来到神的面前，你动了你的血气的时候，这都可能会带来一个坏的结果。
But sometimes if you don't go before God and you use your own flesh, then it'll have a bad result.
好吧，我们就来反思三方面的问题。
Let's think about things from three different areas.
第一个方面是我们有没有放下重担，还有有没有什么脱不去的罪。
The first is, are there burdens that we cannot lay aside or sins that cannot be put down?
希伯来书十二章一到二节里面告诉我们。
A book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 says,
说到我们应当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
It says, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
当我们奔跑天路的时候，有一些事情会拦阻我们跑得快的。
As we run towards heaven, there are many things that will obstruct us to run fast.
这里第一方面讲到说有许多这样的重担。
First, it says there are many weights.
这个重担不一定表明是罪。
These burdens may not necessarily be sins.
可是却会阻挡我们跑得好。
But it obstructs us, it obstructs our running.
还有许多根本就是罪。
And others, they are sins.
它会拦阻我们与神的亲近。
And those will obstruct our close relationship with God.
拦阻我们生命的成长。
It will obstruct our spiritual growth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们来看这里所列出的三个问题。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us look at the three questions that are listed here.
第一个方面讲到说有没有放不下的重担。
The first says, are there burdens that cannot be laid aside?
这个不一定是罪。
They do not have to be sin.
以至于拦阻了我们灵命的成长所应该有的平安喜乐。
To a point that obstructs the spiritual growth and peace and joy.
我们每一个人都反思一下。
Let each one of us think.
你可能你每天必须你就是有一个习惯你一直在那里进行的。
Perhaps you have a habit that every day you just do it.
你就是把自己就摆在电视机面前三个钟头四个钟头。
You just put yourself before the television for 3-4 hours.
或者你有一些的坚持那摆不下来的。
Or perhaps you have some insistence that cannot be put down.
以至于拦阻了神要给你的那个平安喜乐。
To a point that obstructs the peace and joy that God wants to give you.
你有没有不理会圣灵的感动？
Have you at times ignored God's touch?
仍然偏行己路。
And still insist to walk your own way.
做不该做的事情。
Do things that you should not do.
或者不做你应该去做的事情。
Or not doing things you should be doing.
比如说
For example,
如果 你应该神心里面感动你对着 某一个人你应该去关怀他。
If God touches you and tells you to show kindness or to be concerned for someone,
可是你一直压抑你心里面的这个感动。
But you continuously suppress this feeling.
或者神在你人际的关系里面告诉你说你应该要去跟某一个人和好。
Or perhaps God tells you in your interaction with other people, you should go make up with someone.
谁一直光照你人际关系中的一些问题?
God continues to shine light upon some problems in your interaction with other people.
可是你摆不下自己的面子。
But you are not willing to put down your own face.
你不愿意按照神的心意来做。
You are not willing to do according to God's will.
你觉得这个小事情一件有什么关系呢?
You think this is so small, why does it matter?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
让我们在这些人际关系, 还有在我们自己个人的生活里面, 我们来反省一下。
Let us think of our relationship with other people in our daily lives.
求主真的让我们看到我们自己的无助。
To ask the Lord to help us to see our own helplessness.
愿意放下自己的坚持。
And willing to put down our own insistence.
尤其人际关系的问题。
Especially the interaction with other people.
你不要一直扎实地坚持说是对和错的问题。
Do not always insist upon right and wrong.
神告诉我们说我们要去彼此认罪互相代求。
God tells us that we should repent and offer supplications for each other.
如果在这一方面你不愿意照着神的心意去做的时候, 这就会拦阻你得到神给你的那个平安喜乐。
If you are not willing to do according to God's will in this area, then it will obstruct the peace and the joy God wants to give you.
好不好,我们就有差不多一分钟的时间, 我们每一个人在这方面有一个思想。
Let us use 1 minute to let each one of us think about this.
而且我们在神面前有一个默默的祷告。
Let us pray silently before God.
求神光照我们,我们愿意去处理这样的事情。
Pray that the Lord will shine light on us so that we are willing to deal with this.
好吧,我们现在就一起在神的面前,我们来祷告。
Let us pray before our God.
你默默地对着神,求他光照,求你可以放下你生活中应该放下的重担还有罪。
In silence, you ask the Lord to shine the light on you to help you to put down the burdens in your life.
我们可以转眼仰望耶稣。
Let us focus on our God.
主，当我们在你的面前反省自己的时候，
Lord, as we examine ourselves before you,
你所光照出我们的那些重担和罪，
the burdens that you have shown to us,
求你赐给我们力量，
pray that you give us the strength,
我们愿意放下自己的坚持，
we are willing to put down our own insistence,
我们靠着你给的力量，
we rely upon the will that you've given us,
来跟从你的教训，
to follow your teaching,
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 接下来我们要看第二方面，就是我们是不是真正的认同耶稣神说的，我们必须先死，然后才能生的原则。
The second area that we want to look at is, do we really agree with the principle that we first die and then live?
耶稣也说过，在约翰福音第12章24节里面说到，我实实在在的告诉你们。
Gospel book of John chapter 12 verse 24 it says most assuredly I say to you
他说一粒麦子不落在地里死的人就是一粒若是死了就必结出许多子粒来
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies it remains alone but if it dies it produces much grain
生命的原则是必须先死才会生的
The principle of life is that you must die first and then live
而且箴言17章第3节里面也很清楚地说到鼎未炼银如未炼金唯有耶和华熬炼人心
And in Proverbs chapter 17 verse 3 it says the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold but the Lord tests the heart.
那个金子它必须经过破碎,必须经过熬炼才能够把渣子除去。
The silver and the gold they must be refined before the impurity can be taken out.
所以我们看到当一个工匠他炼金的时候,什么时候是炼好了呢?
Therefore, when we look at a craftsman, when is he done with refining the gold?
就是一直加热，让那个渣子浮现出来。
It is to continuously heat up the furnace so that the impurities will come out.
所以他可以把渣子除去。
And then he can take the impurities out.
然后到最后，当这个整个这个金子银子， 它能够反映出这个工匠的形象的时候，工作完成了。
And then at the end, when the silver and the gold can represent the craftsman, then his work is done.
所以今天神在我们每一个人身上的对付，就是为了熬炼我们。
Therefore, the way that Lord Jesus deals with each one of us is to test us.
使我们能够成为更精他所要做成的那个成品。
So that we can become the end product that he wants.
所以我们现在来看这里列的三个思想的问题。
So now let us look at the three things that are listed here that we should think about.
你是不是在生活中逃避神要熬炼你的环境或人物？
Are you escaping the circumstances or the people who the Lord had placed in your life to test you?
你为着这些环境人物给你的这些苦待，你是不是常常自怜或者为自己辩护？
Are you always self-pitying or defending yourself against these unreasonableness?
所以一直在那里找你麻烦的，让你很苦的这些人物，可能就在你工作的场合里。
All these people who are always looking for you for trouble, they may be at your workplace.
更有可能就在你家里面。
And even more possible, they're at your home.
你是不是当你碰到这么多难处的时候，你的感觉是怎么样？
When you encounter these difficulties, how do you feel?
你觉得自己很可怜吗？
Do you pity yourself?
还是我们在心里面上？ 我们来依靠主，
or do you rely upon God in your heart?
来说主啊，实在是我需要依靠。To
go to God to say I really need to rely on you.
尤其是当别人对我们有一些误解或者来指责我们的时候，
especially when other people misunderstand us or accuse us.
我们是不是常常为自己就来辩护？
Do we often defend ourselves?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这实在是不容易的功课。Oh,
dear brothers and sisters, this is truly a difficult lesson to learn.
我们就发现我自己是常常不知不觉，当人家指责我的错，或者只是暗示我有些错的时候，我就会想尽办法要来为自己辩护。I
find that when other people accuse me or even hint at accusing me, I will think of all the reasons to defend myself.
我就想起来像有一位
I remember a spiritual brother had once said,
当人家指责他不对的地方,
when other people accuse what he had done wrong,
他不但他在人面前承认他的错,
not only does he admit his mistake before them,
而且他告诉那位指责他的人,
and he tells his accuser,
他说事实上我比你所想象的还要坏上几百倍,
actually I am 100 times worse than what you think.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们一直为自己辩护，为自己自怜，
Dear brothers and sisters, if we continue to pity ourselves and defend ourselves,
我们就没有办法真的把我们那个生命的渣子被除去。
Then we cannot take out the impurities in our life.
在保罗的身上，我们也发现他说他有一根刺。
We know that on Paul, he says that he has a thorn.
我们不知道这个刺到底是他健康的问题，还是他周围的人。
We don't know whether this thorn is a health problem for him or people in his life.
可是保罗的祷告，他虽然在那里求主把他挪去，可是他说，最后他说，神的恩典够他用。
Even though Paul wanted God to take it away, in the end he said God's grace is sufficient.
所以他靠着神的恩典，一直把他的这个刺缠活起来。
Therefore, he continuously wrapped the thorn with God's grace.
所以最后保罗生命能够变成像珍珠一样的美丽的时候，是因为他生命里面有个刺在那里面。
Therefore, in the end, when Paul's life was beautiful as a pearl, it was because there was a thorn in it.
所以靠着主的恩典，能够把这个刺就变成一个珍珠。
It is through God's grace that he can take this thorn and make it into a pearl.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在你我的生命里面，有许多不合理的人跟不合理的事在我们每天的生活当中。
Therefore, in our lives, there are many unreasonable things and unreasonable people.
求主给我们真的更大的一个恩典，就是让我们真的看到我们必须被对付，死了以后，我们生命才能够生出那个果实来。
We ask God for even bigger grace so that he can help us to see that we
can bear fruit.
we can bear fruit.
所以我们能不能在我们一起仍然是有一分钟在神面前有一个祷告跟反思？
Let us take another minute to think before God.
我们为这个在我们生命中常常把我们带到死地的那个人或事，我们现在来依靠神。
We rely on God for this person or this thing that brings us to death.
我们放弃我们自己的辩护，我们自己的自怜。
We put down our own self-pity and our own self-defense.
我们求主说，神啊，真的靠着你的恩典，你让我能够结出果子来。
We ask God to help us using His grace to be able to bear fruits.
好吧，我们就一起来神面前祷告。Let's
pray together before God.
你在神面前，不管是哪一件、哪一个人或者事，现在浮现在你的脑海中。
Whatever thing or whatever person is surfacing into your mind.
你求神祝福他。You
ask the Lord to bless him.
真的，这样的祷告是破碎你自己的祷告。This
kind of prayer will break yourself.
但是你照着神的话说，你来为那个逼迫你的人，你来祝福。But
following God's words, you bless the person.
主啊，我们也一起把刚刚所浮现在我们心中的人或事带到你的面前。Lord,
we bring the person or the thing that has surfaced in our mind before you.
主，坦白说，这真是超乎我自己的意愿。Lord,
we know that this is beyond our own will.
可是你的话说，我们要为这些人祝福。But
your word says that we must bless these people.
因为他可以炼净，你借着他可以炼净我们的生命。
Because through them you will test our lives.
你保守他们,
you protect them.
主啊, 也让他们同样的学习到舍己,
so that they can also learn to deny themselves and to receive your blessing.
我为着你在我生命中有这样的安排,
I thank you for this arrangement in my life.
我也接受这样的安排,
and I accept this arrangement.
靠主耶稣基督的名,
through the name of Jesus Christ.
第三方面，我们来看，我们是不是我们仍然在依靠我们自己的能力。
And thirdly, let us look whether or not we are still relying on our own ability.
而没有依靠神的灵。
And not relying on the Spirit of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲的这两方面跟现在要提的第三方面，都是让我们反思我们的生命里性情里面有哪些是自主的灵。
The two areas that we just talked about and this third one, it all helps us to see whether or not we have the self-reliant spirit.
你有没有很多放不下的重担，你又不愿意放，那表示你自己有坚持。You have,
do you have burdens that you are not willing to put down? This is a self-insistence.
你在被很困难、极端困难的光景底下，你是不是真的相信神的话，说是先死而后生？
In some very difficult circumstances, do you really believe in God's words that you must die first and then live?
现在我们要看到，你是不是有靠着你自己的才能而没有依靠神的灵？
And now we want to look at whether or not you rely on your own ability and not God's spirit.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节这样说的，说是万军之耶和华说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是靠我的灵方能成事。
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 it says, not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
对我们一般人来讲，不依靠才能，不依靠智慧，是根本。
For most of us, it is impossible to not rely on our wealth or rely on our power.
可是圣经里面很清楚地告诉保罗，告诉我们说，神他却要拣选那些软弱的人。But
Paul clearly told us in the scripture that God will choose those people who are weak.
他要用那些被人看为卑贱的人。He
will look at, he will take those who are looked upon as foolish.
他要用那些被人看为愚拙的人。He
wants to take upon those ones who are looked upon as weak.
他的能力要在那些愚拙、软弱、卑贱的人身上显得完全。And
his strength will be perfected on the foolish, the weak, and the lowly ones.
今天整个社会上面告诉我们的是说，我们到处都要吹嘘我们自己的能力。The
society tells us that we must boast about our own abilities.
你到底怎么看你自己？
How do you look at yourself?
你看你自己是有很高的学位, 很厉害的能力吗?
Do you look at yourself as someone who has high degrees and great abilities?
还是你自己觉得你自己今天的身份地位都比别人高一等呢?
Or do you think your status is higher than other people?
你在你的工作或服侍的里面，你到底是依靠着什么?
In your work and through your service, what do you rely on?
你有许多的天分，你会带诗歌，你有口才，你可以讲道。
You have many gifts, you can lead the hymns, you can preach.
你有很好的组织能力，你可以带领一群人来做事。
You have great organizational ability and you can lead other people to do work.
你在服侍里面你靠的是什么东西?
Through your service, what are you relying on?
有一个现象很清楚的能够显出我们到底靠什么。
There's one thing that can clearly reflect what do we rely on.
那就是你的祷告的生活。
And that is your prayer life.
到底有多少时候你的祷告的内容里面你是在神面前承认你不行?
How much of your prayer life are you admitting? How many times do you admit before God that you cannot?
不但在你个人的思导中间,
Not only in your own prayer.
你有多少的时候你来参加弟兄姊妹公开的祷告?
How many times do you come and join brothers and sisters' public prayers?
或者说教会里面的祷告?
Or the church's prayer.
今天你看到教会里面要喊能够做事组织的人不少。
Today you see that in church there's no lack of people who will do things.
可是真正愿意在人没有看得到的地方来到神的面前一起来祷告承认我们不行的人不多。
But there are not too many people who are willing to pray in a hidden place where other people cannot see to pray that they cannot.
你真的依靠神的灵吗?
Are you really relying on the Spirit of God?
你在禀杯的面前 你纪念主的时候，你真是感到sorry, very, very sorry吗?
As you sit before the bread and the cup, do you truly feel that you are really sorry?
你真的感觉到你是那个卑贱的最软弱的人吗?
Do you really think you are the most lowly and weak person?
哦，求神的怜悯我们。
I pray that God's Spirit will have mercy on us.
如果我没有真的清楚的认识我是一个真的是
If we do not recognize that we are worse than a dog, then we are still relying on our own ability to serve God.
在你的服侍里面，在教会的服侍里面，如果我们没有清楚的看到这一点，
In your service, in the church's service, if we do not clearly see this,
你自己的能力不先死掉，
if your ability does not first die,
你带给神的国度只有破坏。
Then what you can bring to God's kingdom is only destruction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
求神开我们的眼睛,
pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
真的看到我们是何等的卑贱, 可是神却抬举我们。
To help us to see really how lowly we are, but the God has lifted us up.
好吧,我们也是一样的时间, 无意发现时间, 我们在神的面前。
And let's spend the same time before God.
把我们 所谓的智慧、能力跟我们的地位、尊贵的地位，都摆在神的面前。
We put our wisdom, our power, and our nobility before God.
那只不过丢在地上像一条蛇一样。When
we cast them on the ground, they are just like serpents.
只不过像那个麻风一样。They
are just like the leper.
求神让我们来依靠他的灵。Let
us ask the Lord to help us to rely on His Spirit.
我们一起在神面前祷告。
Let's pray together before God. Lord, through your grace, I come before you to admit.
多少时候 我是靠着我自己认为有智慧。
How many times do I rely on the wisdom that I think I have?
我靠着我自己以为有的能力。
I rely on the ability that I think I have.
来碰你家里的事。
To touch on things of your house.
主啊, 求主你真的光照我。
Lord, I pray that you truly shine the light on me.
让我看到我这些天然的能力都是 挡住人，阻挡你祝福的拦阻。
To help me to see that all these abilities are things that obstruct other people to see you.
你让我常常来到你的面前，能够弃绝我这些自主的灵。
You help me to often come before you to cast out the self-reliant spirit.
能够被你重新使用。
So that I can be used by you again.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到这种自主的灵是一种最不容易被信徒觉察的一个罪。
Brothers and sisters, we see that this self-reliant spirit is something that is most difficult to be detected by Christians.
它潜伏在我们旧人的性情里。
It is hidden in our old self.
而且是与神的灵反对的。
And it is it contradicts the Spirit of God.
所以求神怜悯我们。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
然后让我们真的早日脱离这样的灵。
So that we can cast out this spirit.
被神所用。
And be used by God.
好吧，我们再把诗歌249首，我们唱第一节、第四节来做我们的回应。
Let us sing hymn number 249, verse 1 and 4 in response.
好，我们就跟着主一起来唱。
And we will sing with the piano.